Hello. Thanks for taking time to learn about the ring. We ask that you bear with us and realize that things in the world are complex for a reason, so what we have to say may be a little confusing to you. In that, have you ever wondered why a very small percentage of people are getting richer? And most people fail to realize that small business and capitalism are not actually the same. The Republicans contend they're in support of business, but are actually advancing vulgar profits of the capitalist elite. The Democrats have morphed into what is seemingly a party of socialism. Really, just what is going on? If you look at history, so-called democracy is a type of mob rule. That and socialism are the foundation for communism. This formula has been advocated by many proponents of this red political system. So, what exactly is socialism? Well, basically, the government getting involved in one's personal affairs. So, what exactly is communism? It is simply a government-run economy. It's not a natural economy that comes from a community or nation of people. The fact is, Karl Marx, the father of communism, established the principle that democracy was the foundation for communism. In American politics, the two parties actually have one face, being Marx's ruling class. They're used in a divide-and-conquer measure that is grounded in pitting Marx's lower and middle classes against each other. Actually, the Communist Manifesto of Marx was to create a homogenized workforce and destroy small business. That noted, unbeknownst to most Americans, all planks and much dogma of Marx's manifesto have been installed into American governance. This political conspiracy started in the 1850s and came to fulfillment 50 years ago. The American people have given up the freedom of being self-governing and have opted for a government-organized economy, causing a voluntary slavery. Sadly, the consent of the governed America was built on is currently a scheme that allows the rich to keep getting richer off your labors. Simply put, government in its current red form is the vehicle to enrich the elite. What we are seeing now is deception and chaos to further consolidate wealth into the hands of a few elite per Marxism. This immoralism, being more advanced ideals that Marx and other members of the Synagogue of Satan devised to destroy various cultures around the world. What is termed cultural Marxism is being used to further advance what has been achieved the past 150 years. Also, it assists in covering up the instituted communist system fueled by socialism. This method assists the dominant corporate structure to maintain its slave base, compassionately referred to as human resources. So what are we saying? You cannot politically fix what was meant to be broken. The system of the status quo is doing exactly what it was installed to do: be red and enrich the elite. The current system is maintained by deception, corrupt politicians, and an army of ignorant practitioners called lawyers, the ultimate red tools. Actually, there is a maxim of law that their deep state utilizes to maintain control of the masses, being, "Let those who wish to be deceived be deceived." In a corrupt manner, the red faction justifies using deception on those gullible enough to follow their lead. It lets them off the hook, so to speak, for their fraudulent and evil deeds, well, so they believe. Further, with respect to law, the Red Faction created a monster by manipulating law to create a legal system to benefit their goals of domination. Have you ever wondered why law is not taught to us in school? Oh, and another thing to ponder. If the plan of the Red Faction is such a good thing for everyone, why all the secrecy and progressive actions in order to install it? Why not just be open with us? Simply, the answer is, this red vortex is a device of theft and slavery and must be eradicated. If this doesn't happen, peoples of the world will continue to get sucked into its vast darkness. You see, those of the Red Faction are in control due to manipulation of religion, history, education, politics, and news. Simply, participation in the current political system is futile. Alas, the masses have unwittingly accepted this deception. Due to this control, even the internet is a maze of information that is questionable. It's up to discerning souls to throw off the manipulation of the Red Faction. The failure of people working together has allowed their plans to obstruct the freedom of Americans for the past 20 years. Why, you ask? We have been advocating a peaceful and lawful remedy since the year 1998. Sadly, operatives and opportunists hinder our objective of unity and proper education. Resistance to the Ring will result in benefiting the Red Faction in their plan of world domination. The Ring is about truth and a proper foundation of the law, natural, constitutional, and international. Our freedom will take unity, education, and dedication, that being the true purpose of the Ring. Seriously, we cannot win this without you. Without you, there can be no future for us or our progeny. Without all of us working together, greed will continue to rule this coming age. Those who have been silent must come together under one umbrella in unity and overcome this stealth evil. There is guaranteed freedom under this plan. It has been written. The Ring will make it so. And remember, there are more of us than there are of them.